The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
Today, we're going to whip up a tasty morsel. Let's start with one Sri Lankan. Roast in an Australian climate. Stir through music, stories, and connection. Throw in a generous amount of comedy. Add a big handful of spice. Include a pinch of interest, a dash of sass, a splash of nostalgia. Blend in some provocative comments. Stir through sincerity. And to garnish, a sprinkle of magic. Serve on a set of speakers. And turn it up. It's the Ginny Show.
The Ginny Show. Oh, our lonely days are gone. It's magic, I know. I think it will be fun. Come on, hello. Like we knew all along. It's time to party. The Ginny Show. Oh, oh.
Happy New Year, my friends. We're in 2017 now. Can you believe it? 2017. I hope your holidays were filled with much laughter and rest. Mine went a little like...
No, 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 no.
Sha, 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 sha.
Hi-yo, 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 hi-yo.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Hi,
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 sha.
For me, the holidays is a time of reflection, generally because a few factors play a part. One, you're out of your usual routine. There aren't as many things around or be engaged in to take up your attention, so your mind is a little more open to your surroundings. Two, you may be spending a lot of time around people you either don't see often enough or see way too much. Or three, cafes are closed so your special coffee brew isn't as readily available to kickstart your brain the way that you're used to. Over the holidays, I got thinking about a few things. I thought about some of the common themes that came up for me in 2016. Was I saying no and drawing boundaries as much as I needed to? Did I take my phone to the bathroom with me too much? Sometimes if I'm at a loss of knowing what's going on for me, I can usually find the answer amongst my circle of friends. And a common theme many of us face in our day-to-day is a fear around speaking up, actually communicating how we feel. Now, believe it or not, I used to be very quiet in my preteen years, or as I like to call it, BC, before chingling. My first month of kindergarten, I was so shy that the teachers tried to get me to talk by distracting me with Sesame Street toys and shiny objects. It didn't work. And my four-year-old self found myself thinking,
who are these people? And why are they talking to me like that?
I was a shy, chubby Sri Lankan girl who kept to herself and played quietly with the other kids. I remember one of them calling me Muti. I was in the school playground one day, and it was my turn to go on the swing. You know what that's like, yeah? When you're at the park and you're waiting your turn for the swing and you're finally on there, you feel like you're flying. The teachers were delighted and I think wanted to cash in on this moment. From the constant mutterings and sounds, I think they were having a competition amongst themselves as to who would win.
She's the new immigrant girl who doesn't talk. But it's one teacher's mission to get her to. Who will it be? Ginny Sarasvati in. Make Ginny talk. No showing.
One of the teachers began her schmoozing, and this time it didn't involve toys or Sesame Street. She just started asking questions. I knew she was buttering me up, so I would finally say something out aloud. So I would finally speak. She asked me about television, my parents, food. She was playing all the right cards. Then she finally exhausted all attempts and said,
"Oh, do you even talk at all, Ginny?"
I finally gave in.
Yes!
You should have seen her face. She probably had gloating points for a whole year and was made the diversity coordinator at the school. You go, girl. I wonder where she is now and how many other young girls who are now women she has patiently taught how to speak up. I wonder what she would think of me now. I've gone from let's see who can make Ginny talk to let's see who can shut Ginny up. What a journey. In my first 2 years of high school, even though speech was more frequent than it was in kindergarten, I was the quiet, unassuming student. The one that would be called oh-so-obedient and polite during parent-teacher interviews. When Ami used to make time with my teachers, she used to say to them,
"How is Virginia? Does she eat? Does she pray? How is her English?"
"She is so quiet. She is so studious. You should be very happy, Mrs. Sarasvati."
And when we would get home, Ami would cook the best meal ever.
"Ah, such a good girl, Pute."
I should have actually told my kindergarten teacher that, huh? When in doubt, go for the food. There is no greater motivator for me than food. And then came year 9, where I met Chingaling. The volume turned up all of a sudden. I've done a complete 180 when it comes to speaking, but there are still times I hesitate when it comes to speaking up. A situation may come up at work, in a particular relationship or circumstance where something just doesn't feel right with me. But instead of speaking up, sometimes I just let it pass me by and it builds up over time. And all the things I didn't say fill the space between me and the circumstance or me and the person. And then it turns into resentment. And the problem is a lot bigger than what it was originally. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. I remember examples of when Ami used to do the same thing. Instead of addressing the situation or reaching a solution, she just avoided it.
"Excuse me, ma'am, can I interest you in a new electricity provider?"
"No speak English!" Her English did get better, though, when we had visits from Jehovah's Witnesses.
"Hello, ma'am. I wanted to talk to you about God."
"I am good with the man upstairs." Now, the situations we face may be slightly more complicated than a homely visit, but the themes are similar. We're put in a circumstance where we could speak up, but we don't particularly feel comfortable to deliver some news that may or may not be received well from the other end. I'd like to believe that at the centre of every human, there is goodness. In our world today, some people may dismiss that thought as delusional or not true. But I think that particular goodness that each of us have, it's unfortunately being clouded, blocked, or tarnished by fear and experience. That's why so many of us have a fear of speaking up. Because at the heart of it, none of us really want to upset anyone. That's a human intention, right? Oprah calls it the disease to please. We don't want to upset someone, hurt their feelings, or disrupt the flow. But if we keep choosing not to speak up and voice how we really feel, the circumstance will simply not change. What happens is all parties involved just keep doing what they're doing and doing more of what they're doing. One party's behaviour remains blissfully ignorant and the other party, who doesn't speak up, becomes annoyed, resentful and just plain unhappy. The next time you're in a situation where you want to speak up but hesitate, do these three things. Take a deep breath. Just remember, when it comes down to everything, it's your breath that brings you back to the center. You need your breath to get through the circumstance. You need to breathe to live. Number 2, buy yourself some time to respond. When something is presented to you where you don't want to speak up, buy yourself some time. Say, "I'll get back to you. Let me think about it." And lastly, simply communicate. Say things like, "I'm sorry, that's not going to work for me. I think it would be better if we look into other options. Thank you for visiting my home, but I'm okay with my electricity." Do these three things, and that destructive cycle of resentment will be broken. You'll have a better chance of a path to happiness than you did before. The thing with us humans is, we may not say things or say things that we mean, but no matter what comes out of our mouth, no matter how we try and fool people, that feeling of discomfort that comes afterwards, that doesn't go away. Energy just doesn't lie. So smile, speak up, and I promise it will all be okay.
The Genie Show, oh, our lonely days are gone.
The Genie Show is a weekly podcast produced by Sam Phelps from CV Audio. Our team includes Sebastian On Air, Joey Middleton, Visual Tonic and ILDK Media. And me, the voiceover, Missy. Hello! Genie Sarasvati is the executive producer. For more information, please visit thegenieshow.com. Keep in touch between shows via Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at The Genie Show. Check back next Wednesday for another episode and have a magical week.